This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath met prominent leaders in the national capital yesterday to invite them for Mahakumbh Mela 2025. It will be held from January 13 to February 26 at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Among those whom Mr. Adityanath met were former President Ramnath Kovind, BJP National President J.P. Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Mizoram Governor General V.K. Singh. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a warning for cold wave conditions in northern India beginning today. In its forecast, IMD stated that minimum temperatures are likely to fall by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days due to a western disturbance near Pakistan. The western disturbance is also likely to affect the western Himalayan region from January 1 to 6. Cold wave conditions are very likely in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh from today to January 1. The IMD has also predicted that Rajasthan will face cold days today. The Srinagar-Jammu National Highway NH44 has been closed due to snow accumulation and slippery road conditions. Vehicular traffic on the highway has been stopped from both directions. Srinagar-Leh Highway and Mughal Road connecting South Kashmir's Shopian district with Rajouri and Poonch districts in Jammu region are still closed due to snow accumulation. European Union rules requiring all new smartphones, tablets and cameras to use the same charger came into force yesterday. The EU said it will cut costs and waste. Manufacturers are now obliged to fit devices sold in the 27-nation bloc with the USB-C, the port chosen by the European Union as the common standard for charging electronic tools. The EU has said the single charger rule will simplify the life of Europeans and slash costs for consumers. A tragic plane crash occurred this morning at Muan International Airport in South Korea when a Jeju Air Boeing 737-800 went off the runway and hit a fence during landing. The plane was carrying 181 people, including 6 crew members. At least 85 people have died, but 2 survivors, a passenger and a flight attendant, have been found so far. Rescue teams are working hard to evacuate people from the rear section of the plane. Emergency services, including 32 fire trucks and many firefighters, arrived at the scene to help with the rescue efforts. The exact cause of the crash is still unknown, but reports suggest it might have been caused by birds interfering with the plane's systems. This is the first deadly accident in Jeju Air's history since it started operating in 2005. World Chess number 1 Magnus Carlsen has quit a major tournament after being told he could not carry on playing while wearing jeans. The chess great had been defending his titles at the FIDE World Rapid and Blitz Chess Championships in New York when officials made the request. The grandmaster said he had offered to change his trousers for the next day but was fined and told he needed to change immediately. He added he wouldn't be appealing the decision, saying he's too old at this point to care too much. In cricket, Australia were 135 for 6 in their second innings against India on the fourth day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne when reports last came in. Pacer Jasprit Bumrah delivered a stellar performance, claiming 4 crucial wickets. Notably, he achieved a significant milestone by dismissing Travis Head and Mitchell Marsh in the same over, completing 200 test wickets for India. Meanwhile, Mohammad Siraj also shone, taking the wickets of Usman Khawaja and Stephen Smith. In the inaugural match of the Hockey India League, played at Rourkela in Odisha last night, Delhi SG Pipers beat Go Nasika 4-2 in a shootout after the match ended 2-2 at the end of the regulation time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.